This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. In view of increasing acceptance of Sanchar Sathi app, the government has decided not to make the pre-installation of this app mandatory for mobile manufacturers. The government also clarified that citizens can remove the app whenever they want and there is no other function other than protesting the users in the app. The Ministry of Communications in a statement stated that so far 1.4 crore users have downloaded this app and 2,000 fraud incidents are being reported every day. The ministry further informed that just in the last one day, 6 lakh citizens have registered for downloading the app, which is a 10 times increase in its uptake. The ministry also said that the app is secure and purely meant to help citizens from bad actors in the cyber world. The Lok Sabha has passed the Central Excise Amendment Bill 2025. The proposed law aimed to amend the Central Excise Act 1944, specifically to raise excise duties and cess on tobacco products. Replying to a debate on the bill, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, "This is not a new law and not even an additional tax." She said, even after GST came into effect, compensation cess rates remained unchanged from July 2017 to 2024.
When GST was introduced in 2017, the central government gave up its excise rights and the duties which were levied under the central excise on tobacco products was given away in favor of the GST council so that the council can levy compensation cess, and that compensation cess which would be collected on tobacco products in the place of excise would go for the compensation for the states for the initial years when they come into the GST. As a result, the central excise duty, the right was kept up, duties were minimal or completely zero.
After the discussion, the House was adjourned for the day to meet again tomorrow. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has said that today nearly 64% of citizens receive at least one form of social security, making India the world's second largest provider of social security benefits. Speaking at India Edge 2025 conference in New Delhi today, he emphasized on transforming labour laws for global competitiveness by consolidating old labour laws into the newly introduced labour codes. In Chhattisgarh, 12 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district today. 3 security personnel have also laid down their lives in the line of duty, while 2 others sustained injuries in the encounter. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar spoke with his Oman counterpart Badr al-Busaidi today. In a social media post, Dr. Jay Shankar said they discussed the deepening of India-Oman bilateral cooperation. An IAF aircraft delivered a Bailey Bridge and 500 water purification kits to Sri Lanka today under Operation Sagar Bandhu. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister said the bridge will help restore road connectivity in areas cut off in the wake of Cyclone Ditwa. President of Russia Vladimir Putin will pay a state visit to India tomorrow for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. During the two-day visit, President Putin will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. Both leaders will exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. A number of agreements are expected to be signed, including in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture and media. President Draupadi Murmu will also receive the Russian president and host a banquet in his honour. In men's cricket, South Africa defeated India by 4 wickets in the second game of 3-match ODI series in Raipur tonight. After winning the toss, the host scored 358 for 5 in stipulated 50 overs. And in reply, South Africa 362 for 6 with 4 ball. And that's the